Blog Talk
Hey everybody.
Radio.
Oh. Hey everyone. We are back. This is Spiritual Corner at one of our other locations. We've had a few. We have Spiritual Corner, we have TGTS, and we've had Happy Hour Broadcasting. So here we are again, and we're back, and we just want to focus on reading. And, you know, we're back with, this is Danny Hart, and we got Erin Kelly here. So how are you doing, Erin?
Hi, good. Yeah, I'm hanging in there. We have on the 14th of November, we have a super moon coming.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be really intense. You posted that article on the Spiritual Corner page on Facebook.
Yep.
And so they say that, according to the article, they say that the super moon is supposed to be like the biggest since, what was it, 1948?
Yeah, it's going to be the closest to the Earth. Yeah.
Since 1948, which is hard to believe because we've actually had a few super moons lately, and they've all, the moon's been super, super close. So I can't imagine it being even closer.
Yeah.
But supposedly it is. But anyway,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, and I think like a lot of people have been feeling the emotions of that too. Like, I don't, it's like everyone's kind of dealing with it in their own way. But I think I've noticed that everyone's kind of a little off lately. I know I've been off, and I know I've talked to a couple people, and it's been the same way. So have you been feeling like a little like, something's a little not right?
Oh, yeah. Well, especially yesterday, my emotions were extremely intense yesterday. I think I had, well, I'll just say it. I cried for probably about 4 hours yesterday. And
that's a purge right there, purge. I bet you said, did you feel good afterwards, I hope, at least?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did a little bit, cried a little bit today, just very weepy. It just probably a lot of inner stuff coming out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel okay. But I feel, like, a little, like, disoriented and out of balance, too. Like, I've had to catch myself a couple times in the shower, like, starting to fall over. And just, like, walking, like a drunk person kind of just walking and stumble a little bit or, like, start to fall over, you know? I'm like, what is going on? I'm, like, off balance. Like, oh, no. Now I know why.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it affects everyone. I think with me, it's just, like, I've been kind of, like, zombie-ish. Definitely zombie-ish. Just kind of in my own little world, you know, just in my head, thinking a lot. That's been, like, kind of crazy.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, do you want to, until somebody calls in, let's do a reading for each other. I'm going to say a general reading.
Okay, so you do me first.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna pull two cards from each deck. And I'm going to start with the regular tarot deck. Okay. What is your message for Danielle? General message for Danielle. Before I start to shuffle, a lot of the times I'll knock on them with my fist, like I'm knocking on a door. Do you ever do that?
No, I've never heard of that.
It's supposed to clear out the energy. It says to do that in the during. If you read the directions in the beginning of some of her decks, it tells you to clear the deck. And I mean, there's all different ways of doing it, but one of the ways is to hold the cards in one hand and sweep your other hand over them, and think the thought that you like the cards to be cleared. And then in other decks, she tells you to knock on them. So I don't know if it's faster for me to knock on them.
Well, whatever. Like, whatever works for you. Like, I shuffle and I do the hand thing. Like, that was my thing. But there's no right way to do it. Whatever feels right.
Okay. All right, from the tarot. Let's see. We got general reading for you. There's the Three of Pentacles, the first card I pulled. And, and it's the card of efforts bringing rewards and talents to be developed. It shows the structure of a current project complete, and it's now necessary to concentrate on the finer details and adding finishing touches.
Okay.
There'll be a sense of achievement to be gained. Basically, there's a church in the background, and it describes a situation in which you have dared to venture out into the world and apply practical skills, and now you can be confidently expect to attain your goal. This will happen slowly but surely, and you're on your way to fulfilling your ambitions. You've reached this first successful conclusion of a project and need to put forth some effort into keeping the momentum going. It shows that your industry, application, and talents are paying off. You have a chance to show just what you can do, and they gain some recognition for this success in exams, career, personal projects, and business matters are indicated. You are valued for what you can do and pleased with the groundwork you have laid for the future. There may be financial rewards for your efforts, or your sense of satisfaction may be felt on an inner level. I don't know. What I'm getting from that is that your next job, you're probably going to be looking for a new job soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that you're going to be recognized and you're going to get an even better job.
That's really good news.
But in the meantime, you will, you know, you're going to have some you're going to have
freedom.
Financial stability. Freedom, and financial stability. As long as you hang on to the money that you have, you're going to be fine until you get another job, I think. Ace of Cups. Start of relationship, emotional fulfillment. It's a surge of emotional energy, often leading to a new relationship or an affair of the heart. This card has been represented by a Dove of Peace or by the Holy Grail, which dates back to the stories of King Arthur and symbolizes love, not power, as a ruling force in our life. It's associated with love, marriage, and motherhood. It indicates a time of emotional fulfillment and is an auspicious card for all close relationships. You're starting a fresh chapter in your emotional life and marks the beginning of a relationship or a new stage in an existing one. Both love and friendships may have a strong emotional and spiritual quality. It indicates a time of abundance and that whatever you undertake will be productive. Engagement, marriage, or birth of a child, and positive beginnings of emotional nature are other manifestations. So new beginnings. We have new beginnings here. And then, so then right after that is the from the energy deck, a man holding a heart.
Okay.
So, I mean, that, like, kind of goes with Ace of Cups.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking a new relationship. It's a man with flowers holding a heart in his hand. This could signal the presence of a new man in your life, one who tends to be more thoughtful and aware. Whether or not this man is a love interest or a friend, he brings a high intention to help where personal projects, family, or home issues are concerned. And then you got the attachment card, which is perceived need and choice to let go. Your passage forward is being stopped by strong attachments to old patterns or people from the past. The chain at your wrist is bolted to fear from the past, or desperation about the future. Although you may wear the mask of pretense or even contentment, you simply can't seem to go forward. The stuff that's keeping you stuck could be physical addictions, emotional patterns, or even old relationships. This card is telling you it's time to take action. You need to break out of your chains, which we talked about earlier, and move forward to an open, free, healthy, and authentically happy life. It may take some courage and effort to let go, but know that you are capable of doing it. Until you do, the difficult energy will just repeat itself. Okay, so what I'm getting so far is that you have attachments to where you're living right now. You want to move, but if you do break that attachment and you do move, I believe there is going to be a new relationship.
Yeah.
And then from the angel answers, you got improving health. And if you believe.
Okay.
Improving health. Well, improving health is pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's urging you to make more healthy choices in your life. If you're feeling called to detox from harmful food or substances, you should follow that guidance. Okay, so we know what that means. Removing unhealthy practices from your life will help make you feel vibrant and strong. And then if you believe what you need right now, faith, you can have what you desire, but you must believe that it can be so. Stay positive and visualize the outcome you're hoping for. Set aside negativity or pessimism in favor of a sunny outlook. The law of attraction brings to us what we expect to receive. If our perception is that we deserve great things, then we will attract happiness. If we fall into doubt and don't believe in our own self-worth, then our experiences will match that energy. Believe in yourself and your cherished dreams. Okay, moving forward. Easy does it. Stop trying so hard to control everything and all the doors will open for you. I've never pulled that card before from that deck. That's the first
What was that?
Easy does it.
Easy
I've had this deck
what
for
deck
a year.
Is
this is magical
That's the
messages
angel answer?
From the fairies. No.
Oh.
Magical messages from the fairies.
Read that one again.
Easy does it. Stop trying so hard to control everything and all the doors will open for you.
Okay.
And it's a rainbow over an ocean wave and there's dolphins diving into the water. And then there's an angel with wings of fire. Is this just as the dolphins ride the waves with joy and ease, so will the waves of your life carry you if you'll just relax and let everything flow. You drew this card because you've been trying to force something to happen, and the underlying fear has created blocks and barriers for you. Take some time you go outside in nature to help you relax. Let go of the situation and watch how quickly everything you desire occurs. Relax and have faith. Go play. Connect with the dolphins. Take a sea salt bath. Go for a swim. Or get out of, and get out of your own way.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the first time I pulled that card. And this next one I don't remember ever pulling either. It's business venture. Trust and follow through on a new business idea or career opportunity. You've been seeking a career change and you desire self-employment. This card signifies that your recent business ideas are valid and that you can trust your intuition with respect to your career. You'll soon receive an offer for a new job, promotion, or another career opportunity. Take the time to meditate upon your true professional desires as several options are becoming available to you. Your new business, the additional meanings are your new business will be successful. Take action in the direction of your career dreams. Write down and act upon your ideas for a new business. Trust your gut feelings about your profession. A positive career change is in the works for you. Your current business is experiencing a healthy transition.
Oh, that's it. Wow. That was
and
a
then,
beauty.
What, go ahead.
I want more. No, I want, I didn't know if you were done. I'm like, I want more. Yes.
Okay. Open your third eye.
Okay.
I need to read the description of that one. Okay. And the picture in the card is Echinacea flower. It's safe for you to open your center of clairvoyance. By doing so, you'll see the truth. Your third eye chakra is an energy center that's located between your two physical eyes. Opening it allows you to access your gift of clairvoyance, which is the ability to psychically see. This is a wonderful experience. Start by focusing on an echinacea bloom or its image. Visualize a deep blue or purple energy flowing up into the space between your eyes. Breathe deeply and relax, allowing your angels and the echinacea to do their work. Be willing to let go of fears associated with seeing the truth. If you've been experiencing headaches lately, these may originate in your third eye. When the angels try to communicate with you, they interact with your clairvoyance. If your third eye is closed or blocked, it's like they're knocking on the door, waiting for you to open it. Ask your angels to please give their guidance in other more comforting ways. Your recent experiences are from the angels. It's safe for you to be psychic.
Okay.
So, I'm thinking that might have to do with the you've been not feeling it lately. You know, the visions and things coming to you. You said that it's been blocked a little bit. So,
yeah, I mean, the mediumship stuff, that's kind of scary. So, but other than that, like, that's the only thing that kind of scares me. Which I'm going to that class, and, like, I think it's, like, not this week or next week. I'm really excited about that. I'm going to a mediumship class, so I'm going to learn how to connect with spirits. And I have one experience, but it's scary, so I'm going to go to a class and learn how to do it where I feel protected and safe, and then I can really open up to it. Because I don't know what I'm doing, and I don't know, I mean, I know it's somebody who I'm close to and it would never hurt me, but still, I don't know what I'm doing. So I want to be able to know all the steps and know what I need to do to protect myself, how to get out of it, how to whatever. Because scary.
Yeah, and
when you feel that way,
you kind of shut down and you close it off pretty much.
Yeah, because I'm just like, I'm freaked out.
Yeah. And then, okay, so the next card says be positive. Um, Your thoughts can shape your experience, so be sure to focus on positive. Your thinking has the power to direct your reality. Too many negative thoughts can affect your health and well-being. Remember that your energy is always going out to heaven. Angel is an angel. Nature. It is like having an overeager genie beside you who's listening to your thoughts, not even waiting for you to say aloud, "I wish for," before it sets to work. If you want the genie to be working on your behalf, choose to concentrate on what you do want rather than what you don't want. Take this card as a clear message that you need to keep your intentions positive. Consciously add positive phrases to your speech. Others are being affected by your words and thoughts. You can change the outcome of the situation with affirmations.
Okay.
And that's the end of the general.
Well, that was awesome. That was a great reading. Woo-hoo. Okay, so I decided it was great. It was seriously a great reading. That resonated like a lot. So what I decided, since nobody's calling in tonight, I think it's because of this time slot, because it's like, it's kind of late and it's whatever. But what we're going to do is tonight, like, we're going to start doing more readings on our Divine Souls readings page, which the link is in the description on the link of the blog, under the description area. So just go there and you can always message us and we'll do the readings. We'll try to do these. We're doing this to try and just put ourselves out there, let you guys know our style of reading. And, you know, that was a 30-minute reading that she just did for me. So I'm going to do a 30-minute reading for her, so you'll see my style. And then, like I said, go to the page. All you have to do is be like, hey, I want to have a reading with Erin. I want to have a reading with Danny, whatever you want to do. And figure it out from there. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I am now going to do a reading. I love doing this. Okay. So, the way I do my readings is the way Erin did it, different deck. And I'm going to pull, if it's just a general reading, my general reading will consist of 3 cards from a tarot, 1 energy pull, 1 angel answer pull, 1 from the heart pull, and an angel guidance pull. Okay, and then once we get into that, then we can go into it a little further, because obviously it's going to be 30 minutes. So this is just an example of the 30-minute read. So, okay, all right.
I'm ready.
Reading. Okay, so. Oh, yeah. So, you got 5 cards. And I will switch it up because sometimes you just gotta, like, go with what's happening. All right. Got your energy card now. Work it on your angel answers. The cards love you tonight. They just want to keep popping out. They're like, no, we're not gonna just do one card.
That's good. Just read whatever pops out.
Yep. Like I said, I just let them do their thing. All got all the cards, but we'll do the angel guidance at the end. Okay, so your tarot, what do we get? Ten of Pentacles, King of Swords, a Chariot, Three of Swords. I hate that card. And
Three
Queen
of Swords.
Of Pentacles. Yeah, I hate that. Okay. So let me see what I get. Now, my style is more, I read from it, which is, I realize it is very good to read from it, but I try to do it a different way. Ten of Pentacles. Okay, so from Ten of Pentacles, I'm seeing your wish for, like, this happiness, this security. Like, this is something that you're looking for. You're looking for that security, that love, that financial security, that emotional security, that just everything, just to be totally happy and just content in life. And that's something that you're wishing for. King of Swords. Chariot. Okay, so Chariot. All right, so Chariot is telling you to take hold of your life and take direction. Figure out what you want to do and go for it. Like, hold on and just go. That's what I'm getting. Like, don't be afraid to take action. That's what I'm getting from that. Don't be afraid to take action. Your life is in your hands. You just go. And move forward. Keep moving forward. All right. So, Queen. All right. So, you're going to get to where you want to be. You're going to get to that place of, you're going to get to where you want to be. You're going to get to that place of feeling confident, secure. You're going to get that, you know, be on your own. You're going to have that confidence. You're going to be like, I did this. This is mine. I worked for it. Like, you're going to have that. It is in your future. It may take a little while, but it is coming. And the other card I got for the angel answers before we did a reading, and it came up in a few months. And this one, it came up in take action. So it could be as early as within a few weeks. Okay? So, if you take action, you could do it sooner than a few months. The King of Swords, I'm not like these other two cards that do not. Oh, okay. So the show's going to be over. Follow us on Facebook. And go to the link on the bottom, and I hope you enjoyed our readings. We'll do another one. We'll do sample episodes of our readings and stuff like that again. So have a good night. This is Danny Hart and Erin Kelly. Whenever you hear this,
have a good night.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.